April 5th will certainly be an interesting night in combat sports, as the New York State Wrestling Federation recently announced that they have signed a bout for that night in New Rochelle, New York, involving pro wrestler and Ring of Honor star Larry Sweeney to battle former light middleweight boxer Larry Barnes. The 42-year-old Barnes ended his career in 1998 with a 44-3 record. And while we've heard a lot of crazy gimmicks in the indie wrestling scene, this one certainly piqued my interest, so I've reached out to the promoter, John Mealy, to discuss the intriguing bout and the rest of the card right here at jerrypark.com. What's going on, John?
How you doing today, Ariel?
I'm doing great. Great to be talking with you. Like I said, hear a lot of crazy gimmicks in the world of professional wrestling, especially in the world of indie wrestling. But this one we haven't heard of in a long time, so talk to me about, you know, where the idea came about to put a wrestler and a boxer in the ring together.
Well, I'm the event coordinator for the NYSWF. We've been doing annual shows in New Rochelle, the Westchester County area, here about 25 minutes out of New York City, since about 95. Promoter Paul Saracelli, he's always been tossing this idea boxer versus wrestler and how he feels how it's never been done correctly. And I'm sure there was a lot of people, when they saw Inoki and Ali back in 76, they saw 15 rounds of just yawning, boring, little next to nothing with, Inoki down on his back just kicking away at Ali. And the fans got ripped off that night. But one thing's for sure, the fans will not get ripped off April 5th when Larry Sweeney takes on Larry Barnes. Larry Barnes, when he retired, I believe it was 98.
Right.
And he had an impressive record, 44-3-0, I believe, with 17 knockouts. When Larry retired, he became a swim coach, and after that, he started working with a rehabilitation health and fitness company called Forme. And Larry was actually working with the Mount Vernon basketball team as a trainer, along with the Tuckahoe football team, which won a state championship in 2006 in New York State, Class D. And, you know, Larry's been an advisor to these two teams. And it's funny, I was a sports reporter here in Westchester for about 3.5 years, and I'd always see this man. He looked familiar, but I didn't know where he was, and I knew he wasn't, you know, on the official coaching staff, but I knew he was one of the trainers. So we bumped heads. Somebody mentioned that he was Larry Barnes, and I used to go see boxing shows at Larry Barnes in Yonkers for a couple of years. And I was like, wow. I said, I couldn't believe he's doing this. So we, you know, bumped heads. He knew that I had a past, you know, with wrestling, and he'd always, heard some rumblings with wrestling and boxing. There was always a casual interlude between the two sports. Obviously, same ring, two different styles, two different businesses completely. But the bottom line, it's a four-sided ring, and he had a lot of respect for the wrestling business as well as for what they provided to their audience. But even he thought that, you know, the two could somehow mix and mingle together for an event.
So now how is this one going to go down? Is it going to be, you know, Larry can use boxing gloves in the match and, obviously they're both Larry's, but Barnes can use boxing gloves in the match and Sweeney could, you know, use whatever wrestling techniques, or is there going to be a sort of unified set of rules?
The official set of rules will be announced in about 3 weeks, but Larry will have gloves on, and Larry Barnes will have gloves on, and Larry Sweeney will be allowed to wrestle. If Larry Barnes wants to take it to the mat, if he's been training, which so far he just dropped about 10 more pounds, he's getting into peak shape for this. I know for a fact he's been hitting a couple of gyms, trying to brush up, but he might want to take it to the stay on his feet. Larry Sweeney, he's an entertaining wrestler, an entertaining person on the microphone, but who knows if he's going to want to, you know, go punch to punch with Larry Barnes.
And Barnes, has he ever wrestled before, or will this be his first time in a wrestling ring?
This is his first time in a ring since he retired from boxing in 98.
Wow.
And he, the man's still in shape. He works out with the youth here in the area as a trainer, and so he's forced himself to, you know, stay in shape. But he wants to put on a hell of a show.
Okay, so once you had Barnes on board, I'm sure you thought about a few wrestlers, to have him face. Why the decision to sign Larry Sweeney?
Say that one more time, sir.
Once you had Barnes on board, why the decision to sign Larry Sweeney to be his opponent?
we want to give the fans more bang for their buck. And we could throw a stiff in there, and we could let people leave the building that night knowing that they got ripped off. But you know what? If there's one wrestler today that could pull it off, it's Larry Sweeney. And he will defend the sport of professional wrestling to the best of his abilities and make sure everyone gets their money's worth.
Now, did you have to give him the hard sell as to, you know, this won't be Inoki Ali 2 or anything like that? Or, you know, once you approach him with an idea of wrestling, a former professional boxer, he was, you know, into it from the beginning?
Larry was up for it from the beginning. We had another plan for Larry Barnes, and that fell for Larry Sweeney. That fell through. And when we mentioned to him about a boxer, he embraced it with open arms.
You mentioned... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to bring up the Inoki Ali fight, which obviously is the most famous one of these types of matches. You also think about WrestleMania 2 with Mr. T and Roddy Piper, although that was actually a boxing match but turned into somewhat of a wrestling match. What do you guys, more specifically the NYSWF, what are you guys going to try to do so that it won't repeat, you know, the ugly display of Inoki and Ali all those years ago?
We will appeal to both the boxing audience, the wrestling audience, and the casual sports audience. My years as a sports writer has enlightened me that there is more to this world than a clean-cut image for obviously this whole boxer versus wrestler thing back in 76, to a degree, it evolved eventually into mixed martial arts, to a degree.
Right.
Bottom line is we're in the professional wrestling business. We're not trying to do what the UFC is doing or any other company. We're there to entertain the fans, but put on a very competitive match.
Larry Sweeney's forte, especially in Ring of Honor, are his interviews. I mean, he doesn't do as much wrestling as he does for them, across the country, Shikara and all that stuff. But, I mean, one of the best young managers when he plays that role, as well as being a great wrestler. Are we, correct in assuming that we'll be hearing some great promos, whether it's, via the internet or anything of that nature, involving Sweeney as well as Barnes leading up to April 5th?
Within the next 3 weeks, before the first week of March, you can expect to hear some promos cut by Mr. Sweeney. And Mr. Barnes will actually have a video crew at his gym, I believe, on Friday, and that will be posted on YouTube. And you have to be able to sell it on the microphone before you get the fans into the ring, but before you get the fans into the building. And I firmly believe that... their talking skills, the both of them, are going to put asses in seats.
Now, NYSWF, the New York State Wrestling Federation, you mentioned you've been working with them for several years. How long have they been around the New Rochelle, kind of, 30 minutes out of New York area, promoting shows and putting on wrestling events?
Okay. Paul Ferricelli, he's done traditionally an annual show every year since 1995. New Rochelle, Yonkers, and White Plains. And this event is also a homecoming for Devon from Brother Devon from Team 3D, who's originally from New Rochelle, graduated from New Rochelle High School, was a mailman in New Rochelle. If you go down New Rochelle and you mention pro wrestling, everybody knows Devon. So the premise of the show is Devon's homecoming. But I'll tell you right now, I think this boxer versus wrestler match is it could steal the show. I think every match has a chance of everyone trying to top each other, and hopefully for that big crescendo in the end, the fans are going to leave wanting more, and they're going to, we're continuously asked, when are we doing our next show? And with this year, I think we have a solid card for everyone that's there.
You mentioned, you guys being around for... The New Rochelle area and people being excited about it and whatnot. I know you just announced this fight, this interesting bout between Barnes and Sweeney, just recently. I mean, I first heard about it last week. What kind of buzz, what kind of interest are you getting from your fan base over there?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I've been spending probably every night between the hours of 9 o'clock at night till about 2 in the morning hitting the poles and throwing the flyers into the stores. And the crowd in New Rochelle, they're psyched, but we're hitting the outside towns, and Larry Barnes is a draw around here. And while many casual fans might not have ever heard of Larry Sweeney, the second Larry Sweeney walks out that door, they're going to know he's a star. There's a certain approach that when the second Larry Sweeney walks out for a match, I mean, you just know he's like, he just has every tool that's necessary to go to that next level.
Now, honestly, though, is there some sort of doubt in the back of your mind that this could sort of, you know, blow up and be, you know, like Inoki and Ali, but even worse in the sense that you have a guy who hasn't fought in the last 10 years, not familiar with pro wrestling, that the whole thing could fall apart?
I would not put my reputation as a local sports writer. I mean, I did it for 3 years, and I built a nice I think I have some credibility in this area as far as being a sports writer, and I wouldn't put my reputation on the line if I wasn't sure of it coming off correctly.
Now, if this one is a success, is this something that you guys will look to do, you know, these type of gimmick matches, maybe a wrestler, MMA fighter type of thing in the future?
You know what? It's something that's definitely, if the right person comes along that can be marketed, that's not under contract to another organization, that, you know, as long as we have 6 to 8 weeks, and in this case, we've been promoting the show since January 4th, if we have, you know, if we have 3 months to promote a show, and we're putting, you know, between me and my partner, 16 hours a day, between, you know, 8 hours at night, we call flyering, you know, papering and flyering the area with posters, and 8 hours on the internet, it can definitely come off. And if we have the right people that can be marketed correctly, then yeah, we'll definitely entertain it.
All right, so it's April 5th. It's Larry Sweeney, ROH star, professional wrestling star, rising star in the business, against Larry Barnes, former boxer, a man who's fought Felix Tito Trinidad in the ring before, 44-3 record before retiring in 1998. Where can fans go to get tickets, in your area or online or anywhere else?
Okay, online they can go to www.nyswfwrestling.com. Or they could visit myspace.com/NYSWF wrestling, and they could purchase tickets that way. Or locally, they can go to Vincent Garage in Mamaroneck, the Harrison Donut Shop in Harrison, my old stomping grounds where I need a cup of coffee at night. Form a Rehabilitation in Scarsdale, Form a Rehabilitation in Eastchester, and we'll probably have about 3 more ticket locations announced before the end of the day, but we'll probably post them on the website.
John, great stuff. Best of luck with the show, April 5th. I hope, you know, I hope this one generates a lot of buzz in your area and you know, across the wrestling and boxing world. And continued success to you and the rest of the crew at NYSWF.
Well, me and Paul Ferricelli appreciate you having me representing the company on Jerry Park. And Jerry Park, for me, will always be remembered as the home of Montreal wrestling. I mean, I have a couple of tapes with Abdul in front of 30,000 people over there.
Really?
But I'm glad that, I'm glad that you have found a niche on the combat sports market, and I'm glad to see Jerry Park's name live on.
Thank you very much, John.